Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. Today's Samach Zayin. We're going to start on the third line of daf Samach Zayin of Aleph, but just to remind everybody about the cases, because we're kind of picking it up in the middle of the cases. There is a discussion, a machlokas brought down on Samach Vav Mabez, machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Mevatzlin Rishus Mechatzel Lechatzer or Ein Mevatlin Rishus Mechatzel Lechatzer. Whether if there are two Chatzeros in proximity of each other, can you be in different types of structures, which we'll talk about today a little bit at the beginning of the Amud, are you allowed to be Mevatel Rishus from one to another? Again, there's different concepts. We've had the concept of Eruv. Eruv, to make an Eruv between two Chatzeros, that's common. That's if you want to carry from one Chatzer to another, that is usually possible. But there's a concept of Bittel Rishus. As we said, Bittel, if you're Mevatli Rishus, you're Masalik yourself, you remove yourself from usage on Shabbos. That's called Bittel Rishus. There's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether you're allowed to be Mevatel Rishus Mechazel Chatzer. Could a person from one Chatzer be Mevatel as Rishus to people in another Chatzer? So Shmuel says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And the Gemara, following on the bottom of Samach Vav Beis, is discussing Shita Shmuel. Machlokas between Rav and Abaya within Shita Shmuel. And the real bottom part of the Gemara was Rav is bringing down a four, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Two cases which are really four. Which are, if you have two Chatzeros, one is inside another one. And you have one exit towards the street. So the inner one can only get to the outer one by going through the outer one. So the question is, and they try to make an Erev, but somebody forgot. Somebody forgot to be part of the Erev. So first Rava discusses if you put the Erev, you put the actual bread in the outer Chatzer, and the Gemara discusses if one of the inner Chatzer people forgot to take part of the Erev, and one of the outer people forgot to take part of the Erev. The Gemara discusses both of those. That's case 1A and 1B, or 1 and 2, however you structure it. And the Rava had said in those cases that Shtei HaNasuros, in both case 1 and 2, we'll call it, both case 1 and 2, case 1 is it's put in the outer courtyard, and one of the inner ones forgot to take part in it. And case 2 is it's put in the outer courtyard, and one of the outer ones forgot to take part. And either way, both case 1 and 2, Shmuel had said Shtehan, Rava had said in Shmuel, Shtei HaNasuros. Case 3 and 4 is the second type of case where the Erev was put in the inner courtyard. And then case 3 was if one of the inner ones forgot, so then again Shtei HaNasuros. The only case which works is case number 4 where the Erev was put in the inner one and one of the outer ones forgot to take part in it. So then what's done? That's what the Gemara talks about on the top of Samach Zayin and Aleph, the first line. This is finishing up the Gemara's discussion of each of the four cases. If one of the outer ones forgot to take part in this Erev, which is put in the inner one, below Erev, and he didn't... was a Mahariv. So then Gemara says, Vade Pedimus Muteris. The inner one for sure is okay, for sure is Mutter. Why? The Achada Dasho Mishtamsha. Close the door and be Mishtamish. In other words, Rashi here explains that in this case, Shmuel would agree that Mevatlin Rishus Mizulazu. Even though the rule that we just read is Ein Mevatlin Rishus Mizulazu L'Chatzer, in this case, Shmuel would. Why? If you remember back on Daf Mem Tes earlier, we had the principle of Kofan Al Midas Tom. Kind of like, if you're messing me up, and you know, it's not good for you anyway, you're not getting any Hana from this, so just, Dal Mehacha, you know, you keep yourself out, and I'll mind my own business, and I'll get Hana from this case. So then, the same kind of principle is said here. That really, everybody in the inner courtyard, nobody did anything wrong. We're just, the only problem here is a problem with the Chatzer HaKitzona. So, figuratively, says the Gemara, they could just kind of close their door and forget the fact that the outer courtyard tried to be Ma'arif with them. It didn't work. So we tried to be Ma'arif with you to be able to have one big happy family, to have an Erev and be able to carry from one to another, etc. But here, you're messing us up. Here, had your Ben Chatzer HaKitzona not forgotten, that everything would be fine. But because you were the one that caused the problem, so we kind of close you off, and therefore we're able to use our inner courtyard. V'chitzona asura, but the chitzona is asura. Rashi does point out that in the opposite case, it doesn't work. If in case number 3, or 2B, however 2A, however you call it, that if one of the Bnei Pnimis forgot, so why don't they just say, okay, forget him, and we'll just mind their own business. That doesn't work. That's what the second half of the Rashi says, Lech Lamei Merhachi, to lift Tol Bnei Pnimis, to take Chodash of the Shamish. Because they can't, the whole svara here is that we only made this Erev to help you out, and we didn't need you, but they need the Ben Apnimi. They need the benapnimi. They can't just say forget about you. They need the benapnimi. So that's why the svara wouldn't work. But this is the only case where something works, right? Case number four. So that's what we're up to now on the third line.
Is there really any bittul going on there? I mean, just basically kicking out that excluding
you're,
the adar
chutzah
from
eruv.
So
you could exclude the adar chutzah, but the guy in your chutzah that forgot, right? It's the outer guy who forgot. Yes, he is mevatel the rishus to the inner. That's how Rashi explains it. So you're saying, why do you even need that? So that's what Rashi alludes to that. That's what Rashi says. That's going to come up at the end of the parak. If you look at the fourth line of Rashi, Rashi says the hide be'inan bittol. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. You're right. So you're asking that you don't even need bittul here. Just close them off. That's the machlokas that we're going to get to. That in this type of case, where there's a problem with the Eruv, do you still need bittul or not? That's going to come up at the end of the parak. In case number one, where the Eruv is in the outer one, and one of the Pnimis forgot.
So if the
guy
has forgot, the
Bottle's Rishus
to the inner.
If the guy has forgot, the Bottle's Rishus to the inner, he can't.
Well,
he can't Bottle's Rishus to... He can't, because the pnimis has rishus regel through the outer. So that's why they can't just close them off and be about the rishus. That, in that case, it wouldn't, the svar wouldn't apply.
To the inner people, right?
He can't be mavato to the outer one, can't be mavato to the inner.
No, the air's in the outer.
The air's in the outer, and the inner one forgot. Right. The inner one forgot.
If he's mavato
his rishus to the inner, but he has to be mavato rishus to everybody, the Gemara assumed there, because it's one big Erev, and therefore you can't be mavato rishus bechatzel lechatzer. That was why it didn't work in that case. Says the Gemara, line 3. Amleir funa b'ed of Yishua l'Ravas. Remember, we have four cases. Only in case number 4 does it work. Is that the inner one work? But in all the other three cases, in case 1, 2, and 3, so the Shtehen Asuras. It asks the Gemara on case number 3. The Gemara is going to ask a question that case number 3 should also be good. Ritva and other Rishonim say it could have been asked on case number 2 as well, but at least the Gemara asks on case number 3. What was case number 3? Case number 3 was that the Eruv is in the inner, and one of the inner ones forgot. That's right. The case number 4 was where one of the outer ones forgot, and the Gemara said, that works, just close the door, the inner one is good. So now the Gemara says, even if it's one of the inner ones that forgot, it still should work. Even if it was one of the inner ones that forgot, why are they both usur? Why don't you say that let the bar pnimis be mevatel to the people of his own rishus, and then that's it, and then the tasi chitzor of a tishrei bahadayu, and then let him just be mevatel to his own rishus. And why doesn't it work then? Why do you have to? He doesn't have to be mevatel to everyone. It is after all, isn't it one big chatzer? Isn't it one big chatzer? So says the Gemara, no, come on, Rabbi Eliezer. You're asking the question because you're assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, who we had earlier in the Masech Daf Chavav, Domar Ein Atzorach Levata Rishus Kol Echad Ve'Echad. We had a Machlokas Tanam there, whether a person has to be Mevata Rishus to each and every person in his chatzer. You're assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you're Mevata to one, that works for everybody. That's why you're asking the question? No, but we're assuming like the Rabbanon. Kikamina the Rabbanon, Domar Ein Atzorach Levata Kol Echad Ve'Echad. We're assuming like the Rabbanon that you have to be Mevata for everyone. If you remember the Machlokas earlier was based on, do you assume ba'ayin yafe mechavin or ba'ayin ra mechavin? Does somebody always have the good in mind, meaning he's the one, we could have an umdana, we could assume that he's mevatel to everyone, or no, he has to be mevatel to each and every one. So that's what the Gemara brought down on Daf Chavam Abed, the last Daf in Osin Pasin, that machlokes, and the Gemara here says that fine, it would work according to Rabbi Lazar, but according to Rabbani, he has to be mevatel to each and every one. And each and every one here includes the B'nei Achitzona. And therefore, Ein mevatel Rishus mechatzel lechatzer. The Ritva here points out, though, that you find other sources where we paskin like the Rabbi Lazar and not the Rabbanan. So the Ritva here has a deya that it could be that the only reason that we're paskin like the Rabbanan here is because it's not a regular case of one group of people living in a chatzer. It could be the Nechinami. If you have one group of people living in a chatzer, being mevatel to one person would be good enough. But only here, because it's just an imaginary one big happy family, it's really two different chatzeros, says Ritva, maybe that's why here we're being machmer like the Rabbanan. That's what the Ritva says. It's only because you have this imaginary connection. But if your mamish had one chatzer, then it could be that we would go like the shita that says be mevatel to one, and that works for all. Okay, that is the end of that discussion for now. Two dots. Abaye's understanding of Shmuel is the only time you have bittul, you have a problem. A bittul reshus bechatz al chatzar is where you have one, we have pesach echad between them. But going from one to the outer, b'pnei she'osim b'batlan, there he says that you're allowed to do bittul in those cases. Okay, right. This was all within the discussion of Rava's understanding of Shmuel. Two dots. Rav Chisda v'Rav Sheshes. Whenever they met each other, Rav Chisda merat in sivase mimasnisei de Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda's lips used to shake whenever he met Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes had such bekiyus. He knew kol tarakula so he knew kol shas and poskim so well that Rav Chisda was always scared that Rav Sheshes was going to ask him kashas how to put two makoros together, because he had such charifas. He knew every mishnah of Raisdos Efta. He would be worried. He knew his stuff. But he didn't know everything. They would ask, he's going to ask me a kasha from some way out brisa. That's why his lips were always shaking, figuratively. Imagine what this meeting used to look like. And Rav Sheshes, his whole body used to shake from the charit, from the pilpul of Rav Chisda. Why? Because Rav Chisda is what we call oker harem. His logic. He used to go to the depths of each sugya. So therefore, his whole body used to shake when he used to meet Rav Chisda because of his charifas. Basically, Sinai and oker harem, as we've had the discussion in the past. As I saw the question, you read this Gemara, I'm like, okay, so why does only his lips shake and his whole body shake? So I saw Rav Shaul Katzenellenbogen. Right? If you're doing Chazara on your Rav Shaul Katzenellenbogens, in the back of the Gemara, on page Chafhei, in the back he says that the difference is because why did Rav Chisda's lips only shake? Because he didn't think he would be totally, had nothing to say. He knew the pshat of the Makoros. He just thought that he'd be asked a kasha from a different source that he couldn't answer the contradiction. Okay, that's one level. Well, okay, you could say, okay, I don't know. I know this. I don't know every Tosefta on the planet. But the other way, that you're going to ask me a kasha about Havana. You're going to ask me a kasha that I did the sugya. And you're going to ask me if I can't answer that my whole body's going to shake. That's going to leave me with nothing. I'm going to feel like a nothing. That's why his whole body used to shake, because it was going to be a logical question that he couldn't answer. And that's much worse than just, okay, you have a kasha. You have a kasha about Havana, that's much worse. If you can't answer that, because then you got a problem where you are. The kasha of a contradiction. So that's what Rav Shaul Katzenellenbogen says in the back from Vilna. Okay. So that was the agarata for today. Okay, now we get Yotze Zayin. Okay, boy minei Rav Chisda mei Rav Sheshes. So at one of these meetings, Rav Chisda asked from Rav Sheshes. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim. Let's see, you have two houses, and there is a picture of this in the picture book. If you want to look it up on number, not needed, number 235, page 79. You have two houses on two opposite sides of the street. And all of a sudden on Shabbos, non-Jews came and they built two fences encapsulating the area between the two houses. You have a street, two houses on the side, and they built a fence. Let's say the street is going vertically. They built two fences horizontally, so now there's a yard in between the two houses instead of a street. So the question is, Mahu. So is that, are you allowed to make use of that on Shabbos? So what's the issue here? So number one, Rashi points out that the fact that this mechitza was built on Shabbos is not a problem. As we've had a number of times in the Masechta, mechitzas hana'asis b'Shabbos, me'ikir hadin, are mutter. That's fine, you can use those. There's an iser d'rabbanon, if you put them up amazing, then we're not going to let you use them. But me'ikir hadin, if they got put up some other way, then you can use them. So mitzad the fact that the mechitzas are considered mechitzas, that's okay. But the question is, though, that this is a chatzer. And what do you have to do in order for two people to use a chatzer? You have to do either Eruv. You can't make an Eruv on Shabbos. That we've already said, make an Eruv before Shabbos. So the question is, can you do Bittul Rishus? Can one be Mavatal Rishus to the other one on Shabbos? That ends up being the Gemara's question here. Mahu. So, Ali b'damanta Amar, Ein Bittul Rishus b'chatzer l'chatzer lo tibay l'cha. According to the Manta Amar of Ein Bittul Rishus, meaning Shmuel, who we just finished discussing. Shmuel said, you can't be Mavatel Rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. And keep in mind, what's the original case that Shmuel was talking about, which the Gemara is talking about? Turn back a daf for a minute. Remember that picture in the Bach, on Samach Vavim and Aleph? On Samach Vavim and Aleph, the picture in the Bach was that you have two chatzers with a door in between them, and they both go out to the Mavui. That's the case we're discussing. So in that case, Shmuel had said, Ein mevatzel rishus b'chatzer l'chatzer. You can't make a bittul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Why? What was Shmuel's svara there? Because the only time that you have the takana of bittul is if you wouldn't have any other choice. If they would aser on each other. So if they would aser on each other, if you wouldn't do anything, So then, that's where bittul is allowed. When they would aser on each other, they could have made an Erev before Shabbos. They didn't. So if they would aser on each other, that's where you say that bittul could work. Again, Shmuel Shita is, you have to have the chance of Ma'arvin before Shabbos, and you have to have the fact of Osrin. If both of those exist, Ma'arvin, the chance to be Ma'arvin on Erev Shabbos, and Osrin, they would aser if you didn't do anything, so then Shmuel holds Mevatzlin. But if you're missing either of those two first ingredients, the possibility of Ma'arvin, and the fact that he would be Osrin, Zeh al Zeh, if you wouldn't do anything, that's Shmuel Shita of Ein Mevatlin Mechatzel L'Chatzer. That's Shmuel Shita. You have to have both of those in existence in order to be able to have the Takana of Mevatlin. So according to that Shita, says the Gemara, Aliba Demanta Amar Ein Bittul Rishos Mechatzel L'Chatzer, according to Shmuel, who says, in a regular case where you have two Chatzeros next to each other with a door in between, you can't be Mevatel Rishos Mechatzel L'Chatzer. Why? Because they wouldn't aser on each other, right? Because you could carry, they would aser to each other, but each one would be okay itself, right? They wouldn't be able to carry from one to another, but each one would be okay itself. So, lo tibay l'cha. That's the question about this case where the non-Jews made these gates on Shabbos. That's not under discussion. Why? Hashda, in that case, the boy la'aruf and the esmol, if they would have wanted to make an Erev yesterday, matzi ma'arvi, they could have made an Erev. Remember the case. Two chatzeros, door in between, and then they each have their own exit towards the mavli. So in that case, they could have made an Erev in between each other before Shabbos, and Amrat, and you still say, if they didn't, ein bittul rishos v'chazal l'chatzer, you still say, if they didn't make the Erev, they can't do the bittul on Shabbos, that shita Shmuel. So hach, in our case, in our case, there was a street on Friday afternoon. Of course they couldn't make an Erev. In Shmuel's case, they could have made an Erev, and you still say they can't do bittul. So surely, in a case where they couldn't make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, lo kol shekein, surely they shouldn't be able to do bittul. So according to the shita Shmuel, it's not a question. The only question is according to the other shita that says that you don't need both the possibility to be ma'arvin and the fact of osrin on Erev Shabbos in order to be mevatlin on Shabbos. You don't need both. All you need is ma'arvin. All you need is this ingredient number one. As long as they could have made an Erev between them, so what, they wouldn't answer on each other. That still would leave the Efsharus to be included in the Takana of Bittul. So according to that sheet, that's the question. Over there, since if they could have made an Erev before Shabbos, so therefore, so that's why the other shita says that you can do bittul on Shabbos, but aval hacha, this case is worse. Here they couldn't have made an Erev, so you don't even have ingredient number one. You don't have any ingredient, so then bittul inami lo mati mevatel. So maybe even that shita would agree that you can't do the bittul on Shabbos. Oh, dilma lo shino. Or do you say no? Well, that shita maybe doesn't need anything. You don't need dafka, the possibility of ma'arvin. Doesn't matter. This case would be okay as long as, even if you didn't have osrin. So, amalei, ein mevatzlin. Answer is, ein mevatzlin, meaning that shita would at least require ma'arvin as well. And according to Lekulei Alma, you wouldn't be able to do bittul. That was the first discussion between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Yeah.
When two chatzeros are side by side.
When two chatzeros are by side. When two chatzeros are side by side with the door in between and they each have their own exit, so then bittul is allowed according to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Shmuel. He allows it. But here it's worse, because Rabbi Yochanan's svara is that because they could have done an error beforehand, therefore there are a lot of there is some shaychus to these two parties. So therefore you can do bittul on Shabbos. But here you don't even have the possibility of ma'arvin before Shabbos because it was a street. So that's why it's worse here. Why are we looking at it as two chatzers? But we're using the svara from the case of two chatzeros to compare to what they would say here. We're using the svara from that case to compare to this case. You're right, it's a different case, but we're using the svara from there of why you wouldn't say bittul is allowed, because Erev isn't possible, so to here Erev wasn't possible. The machlokes here is relating not just between chatzeros, but even to between batim as well. Yeah, it's a more perfect... This is a new case. They had a street in between, and they made this. You know, if you have two houses going into a chatzer, so that sit with sheets of avos and erev chatzeros are compared. Erev chatzeros is a bunch of batim getting together. So with here, it happens to be two batim getting together. Why should you have it here? I'm not sure. Why the Gemara have it about two chatzeros? I'm not sure.
I think that they're taking the logic of could you make an erev or not could you make an erev, and and they apply to different cases. The basic premise is if you couldn't make an Erev before Shabbos, it's
going to get to the Svaris here, but the Svaris would apply in both cases. Svaris would apply in both cases. Next discussion. Next question that Rav Chisda asked from Rav Sheshes. Meis Nachri B'Shabbos, Mahu. What happens if you go into a chatzir and the way that Rashi learns this Gemara, Tosis is a little different shot, but the way Rashi learns the Gemara is, as we mentioned, that let's say there are five Jews and one Nachri in this chatzir, so you usually have to do Schiris. You have to do, as we mentioned, you can't do Bittul, you can't do Erev. The only choice that you have, we learned at the beginning of the parak, is to do Schiris from a Nachri. So let's say you didn't. You didn't do Schiris from a Nachri before Shabbos, and then the Nachri dies on Shabbos. So can you now be Mevatel Rishus from one to the other? That's the question. Just like the earlier case had a question of Bittul on Shabbos. So here too, can you be Mevatel Rishus because you didn't beforehand, because the Bittul wouldn't have worked, because you didn't do the Schiris from the guy. He was Asering it. So Meis Nachri B'Shabbos Mahu. So again, Ali B'Tabanta Amar Socher and Lo Tzibay Lecha. If you remember, we had on Daf Samachayim Abayz on the bottom the case where the non-Jew was going to come back on Shabbos. So you didn't even have a possibility to rent, to hire it out, to lease it out before Shabbos. So in that case, Rebbe the Maskana was Socherin. Rabbi said, Yafa Asisem. Said it was fine, it was good that you were Socher. So according to the Manta Amar that says, in that case, that you could be Socher from the non-Jew on Shabbos, Lo Tibay Lecha. So then, for sure, this is not a question either. Hashta Tarti Avdinan, Chatami Boy. There are two things going on. Why? What was that case going on? You hired out from the Nachri on Shabbos, and then what do? Then you do Bittul to each other. So there you have two aspects going on Shabbos, and that's Mutter. So surely here too, where you only want to do one, but the Nachri died by himself. You don't have to do Schiris. All you have to do is Bittul, so that surely it would be okay according to that Manda Amar. But the question is, according to the Manda Amar, ain't Socher. According to the one that says, that would say earlier, that you can't be Socher from the non-Jew on Shabbos. So what, why is that? So Tartihu Delo Avdidon, Hachada Avdidon. Is that because he says it's only a problem to do Socher and Mevatlin? If you'd have to do both, that would be a problem. But Hachada, but if it would be a case where you would only have to do one, like our case, the Nachri dies on Shabbos. So then, just Bittul would be okay. Otil Maloshna, or do you say no? It doesn't make a difference. Even one would be a problem. So Amale, so Abaya, I'm sorry, Rav Chisda, who's asking who again? Rav Chisda is asking Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answers him, Ani Omer Mevatlin, V'Havnun Omer Ein Mevatlin. Right, so in Machlokes, I say, you can do it, because there's only one, and Rav Havnuna says, Ein Mevatlin. It wouldn't work. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion of Bittul, Rishus, Mizulazu. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Nachri sheish lo pesach arba pasuach lebika. Right, we've said that a diras nachri. Remember that we have to put everything together. The past couple of dafim. Diras akum is lav shmei dira. Meikar adin a diras akum should not answer. But midirabanan, we say because of the gzeira that you don't want them living together. So that's why they say diras akum has the status of a dira. But even though the Chacham made that rule, we've said there are a lot of kulas involved. We said Schir of Lakita was a kula. If you have one worker, if you have maybe the socher and not the maskir, meaning the tenant and not the landlord, so they're all different kulas. The Gemara here has another kula of Diras Akum. If a Nachri has a, let's say, you have five different chatzeros to a Mavui, and there's a picture of this in the picture book, you gotta look, 236. The Nachri's chatzer goes into the Mavui along with all the others, but the Nachri also has another exit on the opposite side of his chatzer that goes to a big, large field. So he has another way out. So, says the Gemara, if he has another way out, as long as, even if it's another, not a major doorway on that side, even if it's just a doorway, arba, it's just 4x4 tvachim, it's not a major doorway, pasuach labika, but it's open to a large field, a bika, afilu, machlis, umotzi, gemal, mikronas, kolim, kulo, even if he's taking camels and wagons through the door that he shares with all the Jews, even if he's doing that all day, derech mavui ain't also abnei mavui. Still, he does not answer on the other people, members of the mavui, and you wouldn't even have to do stiras from him. My taima, why? But pischa debiachle bahuni chalei. He likes his own special, exclusive entrance and exit. Why? Rashi here says because he has a nice view, he has a nice air, right? It's a big airspace. It's not in the tzuf of street. So even though he uses this other one a lot, even for his gemalim and his kronos, it's still it's still a, okay, we consider, as we've had in the past, we consider the one that's connected to the Mavli as the Eino Rugilba. It's not his usual one, and therefore we can kind of discount it, and we only consider the other one a doorway. There's a Prisha here. The Prisha says, why does it give these examples of, even if he's Machnis, the camels, these nice little camels in the picture, the camels and the wagons, why don't say, even if he uses it, why dafka camels and wagons? So the preacher says, the Gemara gives those examples because it's emphasizing that even if he uses the big ishtamshus, his main ishtamshus for this doorway, but he has to at least use the other doorway for some ishtamshus, for something. If he doesn't use the other doorway towards his bika for anything, says the preacher, this can't work. That's just a fake. So that's why the Gemara emphasizes big ishtamshios, because it's emphasizing the camels, even if most in the major yitzia, hotzah lachnasa, of his is through the doorway, which he shares, but as long as he has a little ishtamshus the other way, it's still okay. And other achronim say no. The Gemara other achronim say no. Even if all of his ishtamshus is through the mavli one, you can still count that as the eino rogoba. But either way, it's an important ha'ara by the prisha, which makes sense. So continues the Gemara. So Tisnachmi has this little doorway there, so then it doesn't answer the rest of the mavli because he's happy with his exclusive door. Oh, and there's another important ha'ara. The Ritva here says that it's got to be that bika also goes out to the street eventually. If it just had this bika, but to get to the street, he has to go back to the mavli, then it's not going to work. It's only if it's really another exit. That's what the Ritva here says. Where's my Ritva? Says the Ritva, the nira li shlo hitiru afilu b'sheish lo karpe fel karpe v'dumi the bika shu pasuach lo makom acher. You got to say it's a bika that goes out to the street. Afilu b'sheish lo pesach lo klape beso. But if you say that it goes out to a yard, but he has to go through here to get back to his street, heich is talik bin amavui. Where inu yachol lotzis lo shuk v'lasis shrach of chutz lo beso lo b'derech mavui. Havadai lo mistavra. So says the Ritva, it's got to be that this bika is another way out. It doesn't stop at the end of the yard. So that's the halacha if it goes out to a bika. Yeah. What does it have to do with inconveniencing Jews to live with a guy? So again, remember, it's a good question. But again, remember, this whole thing is a chumrah. This whole thing is a chumrah. So the Chazal said, as long as you halachically could say that there isn't really a connection between them, it's okay. So you're right, even though misvar, what difference does it make if this is the main doorway or not, in terms of influencing the Yehudim, but Chazal made a certain takana, and they made rules and regulations for the takana. And therefore they're cool. Again, this is difficult for Jews. Because I'll know this is difficult. You don't want to be socher. You don't want to be socher from the non-Jew. So any type of kula within this chumra midr abanan will allow. But again, it's a good question. Ibai lehu, second to last line, pasuach lakarpif mahu. What if it's not open to a bika, which is a large area, a large empty space, which is good, and he breathes in the air, and he loves that entrance. But what if it's a karpif, which is a smaller field? Mahu, does that also work? So Amar b'nachman bar'ami mishmei de'ulfana, b'nachman bar'ami quotes ulfana. Ilfa is a person. Ulfana means learning. Rashi says, Shashama Mirabo, Rama Mirabo, he quotes the learning that he's heard in the base medrash, Afilu Pasuach Lakarpe. Even if it's open to a karpef, still, that would be okay. You would have the heter of considering the non-Jew's entrance as the other side. Rabbi Rav Yosef, so we're going to talk about that issue for a moment. This karpef issue. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dami Travaihu, Nachri, how big is the karpef? How big is the karpef? So, says Rabbi and Rav Yosef, it depends how big it is, and it goes in opposite directions if we're talking about a non-Jew versus we're talking about a Jew who wasn't mevatel reshus or forgot to be part of the Erev. So Nachri Besa Sayim Oser, and again this is how Rashi reads the Gemara, Nachri Besa Sayim Oser, if the karpif is only a Besa Sayim large, it osers, because that's not such a big space. The Nachri is not going to be so inclined to be happy with that exclusive entrance, so we consider the entrance that he shares with the Mavi to be his primary entrance, that's why it's going to oser. But Yosef Besa Sayim, the bigger it is, the better it is. But if it's bigger than Besa Sayim, he has this humongous area in the back of his house, so then you can say, oh, that's a chashuv entrance, and ain't no oser. So the larger it is for the Nachri, the better it is. Yisrael, but let's say a Jew who has a Pesach to the Karpif, and he forgot and didn't get part of the Mavli, but the Yisrael goes in the opposite direction. Besa Sayim, if it is Besa Sayim, large or smaller, eino oser. So he doesn't, in that case, he doesn't oser. Because, as Rashi explains, the Jew is not schlepping out major humongous bundles on Shabbos. He doesn't need such a big space. So if it's beis hazayin big already, you know, kofar al midas tom, as we said, he'll consider the entrance, his exclusive entrance, to be his main entrance, and he won't oser on the rest of the b'nei mavui. But yoser be beis hazayin oser. But by the Jew's case, the bigger it is, the worse it is. Because once it gets to yoser be beis hazayin, we discuss in the second parak of Maseches Erevin, we discussed that a Jew is not allowed to carry midrabanan in a carpet more than beis hasayim. That's not hukaf ladira. Remember, if you have a large area, even if you have walls around it, if it wasn't made to live in, so then that's also midrabanan to carry it. So in that case, the Jew's not going to want to have this as his main entrance because he can't carry in there. There's a halachic problem. So then the bigger it is, the worse it is, says the Gemara. Okay, that is how Rashi reads the Gemara. Yeah. Is a Jew allowed to use the main entrance? Again, he can. In which case? In the case where it's less than Beis Hasayim, and therefore he doesn't answer, can he use it? So that we had a machlokas we showed him earlier. When you say like the symbolic achdel dasha, right? I think we had a machlokas we showed him whether you have to actually not use it or just halachically is considered as if you don't use it.
So kofan on your stone doesn't.
That's machlokas we showed him what kofan amidas stone means. Does it mean that literally you can't use this, or does it mean just symbolically as if you don't, so therefore your usage wouldn't aser? So that's where it goes in two directions. Tosfos here is a different shot of the top Tosfos, maybe by the Jew. You know, even if it's less than Beis Hasayim, it would be a problem if it's hukaf ladira. But he acknowledges that Rashi has a different shot. So we just did Rashi. Boy minei Rava bar Chachloi mei Rav Huna. Next question, Rav Bar Chagloi, yes, Rav Huna. Pasuach lekarpef mahu, which is the case that we were just talking about. What if it's open to the non-Jews, which is open to the karpef? So Amar Lei, Hari Amru, didn't we just say? Basis, I am Oser, Yazim Basis, I am Eino Oser, period. He must have missed that previous conversation, so now we clarified it for him. New halacha. Amar Ula Amar Reb Yochanan. Karpef Yosef Beis Hasayim Shelo Hukaf Ladira, as we had, as I just mentioned, a karpef, you have this big large field that's more than a Beis Hasayim that wasn't Hukaf Ladira. It has walls around it, but it wasn't set up to live in for inhabitants. The Afilu Kur Afilu Kurayim, even if it's a huge area, Hazorek Latocho Chayiv. Even though we know there's a Din D'Rabbanan that you're not allowed to carry within this karpef, because you might get confused with a Rishus HaRabim, but still, Be'ikaron, this is a Rishus HaYachid. Be'ikaron, this is an area which has four walls around it. And therefore, if you throw something in there from Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayiv Achatos. You're going to be Chayiv Akarbon. It's an Issa Daraisa. Again, even though Rabbi Yochanan is just telling us that even though Lamaisa, Chazal said you can't carry Dalat Amos in this area, but Be'ikaron, it retains its status of a Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, it is Chayiv if you throw something in there from Rishus HaRabim. My time of why? Mechitza hu el shemucheres siyorin. It is a Mechitza, but it lacks inhabitants, and therefore, we're going to be Machmir Lamaisa. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, when the Chazal said, Akarbev shalhukaf ladira, you can't carry in, they said that lechumra. There's no kula that comes out of it. They're not changing a Rishus HaYachid to a karpef. There's really Rishus HaYachid. They're adding on a chumra to make it into a karpef. Fine. Is there any limit to how large a Rishus HaYachid could be? He says, the Gemara says, even if it's very large, if you throw something in, you know, it's still considered Rishus HaYachid. So the Ritva here notes a discussion that we had earlier on Daf Chafez Mabez. If you remember Daf Chafez Mabez, the Gemara asked a rhetorical question without answering it. The Gemara asked, all the water in the world should make all the land in the world a Rishus HaYachid, because most of the world is water. So all the water, all the way back, the whole world should be Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, then that can't be. So the Gemara went off. So the Rishonim discussed, so why not? Lamaisa, why isn't the whole world a Rishus HaYachid? So the Ritva here is quotes the same thing that they quoted there, and that is, the Ritva quotes the Ramban, his grand Rebbe, who says, if you can't see the walls, no good. That's the limit. If you can't see the walls, if it's such a large area that you look in the different sides, you can't see the walls, that's not a Rishus HaYachid anymore. Part of the definition of a Rishus HaYachid is you have to realize you're in the Rishus HaYachid. You have to have nirin, kol sheroeh, he says, v'hu adin liyoser mikain, you can make a very large, v'vad kol sheroeh mimenu toch mechitzos. You have to realize that you're inside the mechitzos. That was the Ritva's answer over there, and that's why all the oceans don't make all the land, there was just a yachid. We had other answers there, that maybe a person is, there's a difference between mechitzos bidei shamayim and mechitzos bidei adam. Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRash there, came up with that idea. That mechitzos bidei shamayim, mechitzos bidei adam, it could be as large as you want. can be very large. So Bechitzis, but all right, you have the building in Seattle, the Boeing building in Seattle. It's the largest volume area inside a building. So let's say you take off all the inner walls, and it's just one big empty hollow space. That's fine, according to Tosfos. Nothing to do with whether you can see them. It's bidei adams, therefore it's fine. Bidei shamayim, you have different rules. Kodesh Baruch Hu made these oceans. So bidei shamayim, that's where maybe you wouldn't be able to use those bechitzos. Again, those are different rules and regulations that we had earlier, adas mabez and mabez, but the Rura here says those are limits that we would have here too. But again, what's important for us now from the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan is that when they made this halacha of karpek, shlohuka fladira, they only made it lechumra, there aren't any kulas that come out of this. This carpet doesn't have any people in it. This carpet doesn't have shlohu kafladira. Doesn't have any people in it. In a chinami, the question is beikaron though it's a rishus hayachid. That's what we just said. Doesn't lose the status of rishus hayachid. Is there any limit to that fact that beikaron it keeps the status of rishus hayachid? Says the Ritva, yes. Once you get to the state where you can't see the walls, it's no longer rishus hayachid. Then what is it? Is it a Rishus Arabim? Is it a Makam Ptur? I'm not sure what it is.
If you're passing by this huge stage, here at the stage,
yeah,
and you throw something from
right.
From the road.
Right, so in a huge estate, so if it's surrounded by walls, it could be Rishus Yachid. Could be Rishus Yachid.
But somebody who lives in a house, for sure.
So no, that, but the question is, does the Ritva mean you have to see all four walls from where you're standing? Or does he have to see any wall?
If it's like, I don't know.
Right. In a chinami.
You can't use the wall because if you live in a big city,
in the big city, that's a different size. That's not a mukav mechitzas makom. Oh, let's continue. So says the Gemara. Let's say you have a big rock in the middle of the ocean. The ocean is a karmelis. The ocean is a karmelis. You have a big rock in the middle of the ocean. 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. That's usually the rules of rishus hayachid. Remember, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago that really it's not 4 exactly. You have to by the 4. Maybe it's 5.6. Has to be a little bit more. You have to have the olchosin. Right, it redoes everything that we think, but let's keep it simple. Gvoas or Avrach of Arbab, it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. Ein metazlin, lo mi tocha la yam, lo mi na yam la tocha. You can't be metaltel from on it into the ocean, or vice versa. Why? Because that rock is considered a Rishus HaYachid, and the ocean is called a Karpef. Therefore, it's called a Karmelis, so therefore there's an Issa Drabanan to carry to each from one place to another place. Pachos Mikan, but if it's less than that, if it's less than 10 tefachim high or 4 tefachim wide, mitatlin, then you can, because then it's not its own entity, it's not its own Rishus HaYachid, so it's also called a Karmelis, and therefore you can go from one to the other, it's from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. The Braisa ends off, and this is the line that we don't know what it's referring to, at Kama, when does this halacha apply to? Ad Beis HaSayim, until it's a Beis HaSayim amount. So what is that referring to? We had two statements. We had the first statement of the Braisa, which says that if it is 10 by 4, so then you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. We had the second line that said if it's not 10 up and 4 wide, then you can. So what is the Beis HaSayim limit going on? Is it limiting the Isser of the Reisha, or is it limiting the Heter of the Seifa? That's the question. Ahai, what is this referring to? Ilema aseifa, if it's referring to the seifa, meaning the seifa says that if it's less than 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, if it's less than that, so then you're allowed to carry from one to another because it's a karmelis. But if it's a beis asayim wide, then you can't. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Beis asayim tfeilo, if it's more than beis asayim, why not? Well, I mean, karmelis is a karmelis. Still, a karmelis, doesn't matter how big it is. It's not 10 tefachim high. So if it's not 10 tefachim high, it doesn't matter how large it is, you should still say it's mutter to be metalto from one to the other. So elalav aresha. So it must be referring to the resha, meaning the case of Isser, where it says if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so then you're not allowed to carry from the yam to the karmel, from the yam to the sela, or vice versa. But Hachi Kamer, and this is what it's saying: sela shabay yam gavo asar berachav dala ei matazlam mitochal yam yam milom min yam letocho. You can't carry from one to the other. The ad kama, when does that Isser apply to? Only at beis asayim, only up to beis asayim. Ha yes, if beis asayim mitaltelin, but if it's more than beis asayim, then you can be mitaltel. So alma karmelisi v'tiyufta derav Yochanan. So you see that what happens? What happens when it's such large, larger than base asayim? What's base asayim in halacha? That's where it turns into a karmelis. It turns into a karpif shluka fladira, which is considered a karmelis. So it's no longer rishus hayachid. So it sounds like from here that when the Chazal made this area, that's base asayim or more, into a karmelis, into a karpif shluka fladira to be considered a karmelis, this is even lakula. See, the kula, earlier it was considered a Rishus HaYachid, therefore you can't throw from the Yam to this area. And all of a sudden, once it's Beis HaSayim, we say, oh, it's considered a Karmelis, a Karmelis, therefore you can throw. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, it never loses its status of Rishus HaYachid. It's just a Dechumer Derabanan. So Tziuv to Rabbi Yochanan. It's like Gemara says, no, Amar Rava. Rava said, no, Man Lo Yada Terutzi Masisa. Tziuv to Mosulei to Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody who doesn't, you don't know how to give shot in the Brisa, and you're using it to ask a kasha on somebody else, first learn shot in the Brisa. And then you can figure out whether it's a kasha on somebody else. No, this is a different shot. We Olam HaReisha. Really, it's referring to the Reisha case. The Reisha is exactly what we thought it was talking about, but it's a different case. There's a case missing in the Brisa. It's like a chesiri mechsura. V'hachi kamar. This is what it's talking about. The Reisha said that if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you can't go carry from one to the other, but habitocho. But what about on it itself? On the rock itself, mitaltalin, you can't be mitaltalin because of Rishus HaYachid, so that's the limit. V'yad kamar beis asayim. When is that Rishus HaYachid? Only until if it's a beis asayim. But if it's more than beis asayim, then fine. That's a karbim shluchat fadira, and therefore you're going to be able to carry within it. So that's not changing anything that works with Rabbi Yochanan. One answer. Rav Ashi Amar, a second answer. La'olam HaReisha. Right? But really, again, it's going on the Reisha. It's going on the Reisha again, that carrying from the Carmelis, which is the sea, to the rock, which is the Yachid, is Aser. But it says, Rav Ashi, listen to this. Hein Amru v'hein Amru. Really, this is all in the world of Drabanans. And you know what? Chazal said that in the case where you're going from Carmelis to the Yam, from the Carmelis, which is the Yam, to the Sela, or vice versa, that's usually Aser, because it's considered going from Rishus Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, which is Aser Midrabanan. But you know what? The second that area on top becomes Yosef Beis HaSayim, it becomes Mutter. Why does it become Mutter? So let's see what he says. Heim Amru, really, says Rav Ashi, there are two Isurei Derabanans here that we're talking about. And just to foreshadow for a second, there are two Isurei Derabanans. So Chazal would apply both Isurei Derabanans unless there's a case where one Isurei Derabanan is going to undermine the other Isurei Derabanan. If one Isurei Derabanan is going to make you forget the other Isurei Derabanan, then Chazal only instituted one Isurei Derabanan in that case. And we'll have to figure out which one. The Gemara is going to ask, why is one stronger than the other one? Why choose? But that's going to be Rav Ashi's ultimate goal here. That you can't have both Isurei Derabanans in a certain case, because then you're going to lose out on the main Isurei Derabanan. Okay. So, La'olam, let's see what I just said. Hein Amru v'hein Amru. Hein Amru, Karpi v'yazim 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 v'yazim. Rule number one, if a karpe, if you have a Rishus HaYachid, which was not hukaf ladira, and it's Yosef Beis HaSayim, you can't be metalkal on that. Dalet Amos, right? You can't, that only Dalet Amos. That's Isurei Derabanan number one. The Hein Amru, and the second Isurei Derabanan, in metalkal Mishas Yachal, the Carmelis. Rule number two is that if you have a Carmelis, which is a Rishus, which is a Derabanan area status, you can't carry from Rishus HaYachid to it, or Rishus Rabban to it. But in our case, from Rishus HaYachid to it. So, says Rav Ashi, Beis HaSayim Deshari L'Totulei B'Kulei, in a case where something is a Beis HaSayim or less, where you can be metaltel in that area, like in our case of the rock. Until the rock is Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to do anything you want on the rock. So in that case, Chazal said, you can't carry from the Yam to the rock and vice versa. There's no downside, right? Because it's mutter on the rock, and you can't carry from the rock in the Yam or vice versa. So there, Aser Rabbanan L'Totule, the Rabbanan Aser you, Lomen Ayam L'Tocho, Lomen Tocho L'Yam. My time, Rishus Yachid Gemuri. There's no downside. That's Rishus Yachid on top. So they answered you carrying from Rishus Yachid to the Carmelis and vice versa. But yes, to be Beis HaSayim. But the second that rock gets larger than a Beis HaSayim, and therefore, all of a sudden, the other Isurei Derabanan kicks in on the rock, that you can't carry within Dalet Amos on the rock. So then you know what? If we aser carrying, if we still keep the other Isurei Derabanan in place, if we aser you going from the Yam to the rock and vice versa, and we try to say that you can't carry within Dalet Amos, you know what people are going to say? I can't throw from this Yam to the rock. It must be that Yam's a real Rishus HaYachid. It must be that I can do whatever I want on that rock. They're not going to realize that it's more than a Beis HaSayim, and you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in a carpet more than a Beis HaSayim. That's why once it gets to Beis HaSayim, we throw out the other Isurei Derabanan. Ironically, ha yesem beis asayim to aslo tutuli bekule. But once it's more than beis asayim, where you can't be metaltel in all of it, shari rabbanu to deli mitochol yam v'menayam mitocho. Boom! Once it gets so large, you're allowed to now go from one to the other. My time, why? Because Dilma Amri. Because if people see that it's usher to throw from the yam to the rock and vice versa, people are going to say, you know what? Rishus Yachid Gemurihi. This must be a real Rishus Yachid. Vaslo tutuli bekule, and they'll come to carry in the whole area. But then the question still remains, umayshna. Right, you have two Issa Drabanan here. So why are you more worried about the Issa Drabanan of carrying within a Karpef Shlahuka Fladira, carrying more than Dalaramas? That's what the Rabbanan are really worried about. So we're going to throw out the other Issa Drabanan to make sure this one sticks. Well, the other Issa Drabanan is going from a Yam to a Sela and a Sela to a Yam. Why is that one secondary? Why do we throw that one out? So the Gemara says, no, Tocho Shriach, within a carrying within a Karpef Shlahuka Fladira Dalaramas, that's considered more usual. Mitocho a Yam, and a Yam but going from one to the other is less shchiach. And Rashi says it's that when you have both of them together, it's less shchiach. And that's why you throw that one out. Period. So that is the end of that discussion. Okay, now we move on to something new. Okay, so we added the most important for today's daf so far was to be Mavara the Gemara. That's why there wasn't so many other Ha'aris. Got to make sure that the Gemara is clear. That's always step one. After you have the Gemara clear, so then you can add on new Makaris. Okay, Hahu Yanuka. We could spend an hour on the next five lines because there's a lot to say in these five lines. We'll spend about 5 minutes, but Hahu Yanuka. So you have a child. We had a discussion of this in Shabbos. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. So this is the sugya of Ishtabe Chamime. In those days, they thought the sign said that in order to do a bris milah on a baby, you had to first wash the baby with warm water before the milah, and wash the baby after the milah with warm water as well. So they warmed up two barrels of hot water for the baby on Shabbos in order to do the milah. So what happened? They warmed up the water, and ishtape chamime. And they wanted to do the milah, and they warmed it up, and it spilled out. The water spilled out. So now the question is, what do you do? What do you do? So Amar Lahu Rabba and Rashi and Tosas here both hold that the issue here is that the water spilled out before you did the milah. Right? You didn't do the milah yet. So the question is, what do you do? So Amar Lahu Rabba, Naisulei Chamimi Migo Beisai, bring some hot water from my house, from the house. Right? We're in one house here. The baby's in one house, and the suggestion was go to another house and bring water from there. So Amalei Abayim Holo Arvina. No, we didn't make an Erev. Sorry. So Amalei Nisma Chashitav. But what do you mean? We're going to have a Machlokas Tanoim in a couple of days that, as we mentioned, there's something called Eruvei Chatzeros, where a bunch of houses within one Chatzer get together, make them called an Erev Chatzeros. A parallel idea is Shitav Mavos. We have a bunch of Chatzeros going into a Mavui, they also get together. So says Rabba here, okay, you forgot to do the Erev, but maybe you did the Shituf. And there's an opinion that says, as long as you did the Shituf, you don't even need the Erev b'diavad. So just rely on the Shituf. So I'm like, Holoshat Fina. No, sorry, went into the Shituf either. Oh, so you're making it very difficult here. So Neymar Le Nachri Le Sile. Okay, so call a non-Jew. Have a non-Jew bring the hot water. So Amar Abaya, Boy La Osve Lamar, Velo Shavkan, Rav Yosef. Abaya said, you know what? I wanted to ask Rabba, I had a problem with that suggestion. But I think Rav Yosef didn't let me ask. Why? Damar Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kahana Ki Avina Be Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yosef quoted that we were in the base pedigree of Rav Yehuda. He told us Bidda Oraisa Mosvina Tziufte V'Hadar Avdina Maisa. By the Oraisas, if you have a kasha on your Rebbe by Din Oraisa, ask the kasha first because it's a serious issue. Ask the kasha first and don't act yet. First, ask the kasha, figure it out, and then you can do the act. Bidrabanans, but when it comes to Drabanans, Avdina Maisa V'Hadar Mosvina Tziufte. But by Drabanans, you know, you just do it. Listen to your Rebbe. And then you'll ask kashas later. Because if you have a kasha from your Rebbe, don't worry about it now. So then, Labasa, so then it seems like they got the non-Jew, and then he was going to ask a kasha on what his problem was with the suggestion. But we're going to stop here for a second. Labasa Rachi, we're going to continue. But a couple of important points on this Gemara. First of all, so this is a Drabanan. That's what he's answering. This is a Drabanan case. Don't worry about it. So what's the Drabanan case here? Why is it Drabanan? Why would he say it's Drabanan? Shuz, Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, second to last line, it's Drabanan. Eruvei Chatzeros. Eruvei Chatzeros. Ask the Rashash. Why does Rashi say Amir Lakum? Rashi. What? Were they warming up water on Shabbos? No, they weren't warming up. They warmed it up before Shabbos, but it spilled out. So the Rashash asks on Rashi, why does Rashi have to throw in Eruvei Chatzeros to be the Drabanan? All Amir Lakum is Drabanan. So the Rashash points out, and this is, again, we've spoken about this in the past, to get a not all Drabanans are created equal. Not all Drabanan. We mentioned Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is a Chamer Drabanan. We mentioned other Drabanans who are more Kal. Taking medicine on Shabbos generally is viewed as a Kal Drabanan, right? Because it's for various reasons. But here, Rashi seems to be saying that if you're asking an Amir La'akum by itself per se isn't a weak Drabanan. That's why Daka says the Yerub Chatzeros. Because that's a real Drabanan. Amir La'akum, it's not so clear that it's always a Drabanan. We pass on that it's a Drabanan. There's a smog that says it's Daraisa based on a Mechilta. But we generally pass on that it's Drabanan for various reasons. That's one Ha'ara. But makam mitzvah lechora, generally the rule is shvusta shvusta makam mitzvah, shvusta shvusta makam something. You need a double drabanan. In other words, you could ask a non-Jew to do a drabanan for you. That's the general rule. There are some exceptions. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's an exception we mentioned a couple days ago, that you could have a non-Jew write a document for you to do an isidaraisa, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Mila might be another exception. Mila, those are the two exceptions discussed in the poskim, to carry a knife through a rishos harabim. We have that a little bit in Rabbi Elazar de Mila. So that's also, but generally you need a double drabanan bimakom. Tzorech Rabin, B'makam, Choli, B'makam, Hefsin Mamon, B'makam, something. You need a double Durabanan. So is this a Shvus to Shvus B'makam Mitzvah? So is this a double Durabanan? Rashi Dafka says Eir V'chaseira, so maybe that's an answer for Rashi. Rashi's explaining why it's a double Durabanan. Amir Lakam is one, maybe. Okay, that could be another answer. And Eir V'chaseira is one, and Amir Lakam, Shvus to Shvus. And Lusarach Mila in Achinami. So this might be an example of a Shvus to Shvus Makam Mila. I think Bali Tosas and other places where this is quoted talk about this. The top Tosas of the next Amud also has a big discussion about Lis B'Maisa and Ein B'Maisa. Okay, just one other Hara, and that is Ishtabach Hamime, if you remember, is the major discussion between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban that we had in Masechah Shabbos. And that is, writes the Baal HaMor, Baal HaMor says, okay, you don't have water. Let's say you don't have enough water to wash the baby. You have enough water to do the Mila, to wash the baby before the Mila. But you know you don't have enough water to wash the baby after the Mila. Says the Baal HaMor, you're not allowed to do the Mila. Gotta be doch in the Mila till Sunday. Push off Mila Bismana. Why? The Baal HaMor says what? You're gonna put yourself into a situation where you're gonna have to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. You have to have foresight. You have to be Roes HaNolad. And once you do the Mila, you're gonna be stuck. So says the Baal HaMor, you can't do the Mila. Says the Ramban, the famous Lashon, Ein LeMitzvah Ela Shaita. No, the Ramban says, you look at the here and the now when it comes to mitzvahs. Right now, you have a mitzvah bris mila in front of you. Do it! In 5 minutes from now, you're going to have to rely on Techiyas Yisurin? Wonderful! That'll be your mitzvah then too! But Dafka, you don't have to look so much ahead when it comes to mitzvahs. That's the machlokas of the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, and that's quoted in a number of contexts. We discussed, I remember I mentioned then the machlokas hachronim quoted in the Stechemet. The Radvaz, the Chacham Tzvi. Let's say there's a person in jail, and he gets to get out of jail one day a year to daven with a minion. So should he come out today, or should he come out on Rosh Hashanah to be a shofar? You know, what does he do? Do you look at now or then? Or another one, it's great for doctors. All right, 1 minute. Right, all right. What do you say that, let's say somebody knows that the doctor told them that he only could fast for one day this month. If he fasts more than one day, they're going to die. So it's after Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia tomorrow. Do I fast on Tzom Gedalia? Knowing that in a week from now, if I fast on Tzom Gedalia, which is Drabanan, I'm not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Or do I say no? You have to look at mitzvahs in a broad sense. Okay, you can go now. Right? So the machlok is based on this machlok is Baal HaMor Ramban. According to the Baal HaMor, you got to take a large view. Large view. You got to look then. You got to look then and say that's it. You have to fast on Yom Kippur. Machlok is according to the other shittas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Chelak Aleph of Arachayim in the Igros Moshe. There was a certain individual that Rachman al-Islan had a certain disease, and they knew that he was going to be quarantined when he went into the hospital, and everything that he burned into the hospital was going to have to be burned. He had some type of very contagious disease. So is he allowed to bring his tefillin in? He wants to put in tefillin for the next 2 weeks. He knows that he's going to have to be burned in 2 weeks. So again, Rav Moshe relates to this machlokes Baal HaMor Ramban. It's all based on this case. Do you do the mila, you know, if you know that are you allowed to put yourself into a situation of dechiyas yisurin? That's the machlokes between the Baal HaMor and Ramban in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph related to this Gemara here in Erevin. And that's the question. So we stopped in the middle of the story. Right? He said, get a guy. And that's what they were going to do. What's the problem with getting a non-Jew? So that, Bez Hashem, will be continued tomorrow. Bez Hashem, I have a bris tomorrow morning in Baltimore. My nephew, so I'm not going to be here. Menachem's going to give the daf Bez Hashem tomorrow morning. And I'll be back with Hashem on Tuesday. Okay? But he'll take good care of you. Okay.